Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something a bit different, taking one really concise observation and, well, seeing how much we can unpack from it. Our topic is stun guns, compact evolution.
Okay.
You know, we see it all the time, right? Devices getting smaller, simpler to use. But what does that mean for something like a stun gun? Our source today is, believe it or not, just one sentence, but it's powerful. Stun guns evolve with compact, user-friendly designs. Seems simple on the surface, maybe, but I think it points to a really fascinating shift. Let's dig into what's hiding in there.
Yeah, it's interesting because those two ideas, compact and user-friendly, they often, they really do go hand in hand when products evolve, don't they? Pushing for one, like making something smaller, often means you have to make it easier to use too.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Especially if it's compact, the controls need to be intuitive, almost by necessity.
Right. And compact immediately makes me think portability. For a stun gun, well, that suggests it's shifting maybe,
yeah,
away from being just a bulky tool, more towards personal defense, you know,
yeah,
where being discreet and easy to carry is key.
Exactly.
And that shrinking, it's not just looks, is it? It must point to, like, better batteries, miniaturized tech underneath.
Precisely. That's what enables it. And that connects directly to the user-friendly part you mentioned. If you make it smaller, you literally have less space, right? Less room for complicated buttons or screens.
Mm-hmm.
So designers are sort of pushed towards streamlining how you interact with it, maybe simpler activation, clearer feedback, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
The idea is to reduce the mental effort, especially, you know, if someone's in a high stress moment, they need it to work instantly.
Right, no time to figure things out. So it's not just about physical size, it's also simplifying the action itself.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of old TV remotes. Remember those huge things with like
yeah,
a million tiny buttons?
Oh, yeah.
And now they're much simpler. So for a stun gun, user-friendly could mean, what, a better grip or really obvious on switches?
Could be. Or maybe safety features that are super easy to manage, almost instinctual. Ergonomics play a huge part there, too. And, you know, that points to a wider trend, doesn't it? Technology trying to become more seamless in our lives.
Yeah.
A stun gun that's compact and user-friendly suggests it's designed to be less intimidating, easier for more people to potentially use or carry.
So it moves from being maybe a niche specialist tool.
Right.
To something someone might carry routinely.
Huh.
Like keys or a flashlight for personal safety.
Exactly. It lowers that barrier to entry, potentially.
Wow. So, okay, just from that one line, stun guns evolve with compact, user-friendly designs, we can actually see this whole picture emerging. It's evolution driven by really practical things. Portability, intuitive use,
yeah,
a definite move towards integrating into everyday life, becoming more accessible.
It really highlights how what users need, you know, the practical side of things, directly shapes how tech looks and feels, how we interact with it. And it raises a broader question, perhaps, for you to talk about.
Okay.
How else do we see this constant push, this drive for things to be smaller, easier to use, shaping all the other tools and tech around us, often in ways we don't even notice anymore?
Huh. That is a fascinating thought, looking at the everyday stuff differently. Well, thank you for joining us on this focused deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
It really shows how even a tiny snippet of information can reveal these big trends in design. So keep an eye out for those compact, user-friendly shifts yourself. You might start seeing them everywhere once you look. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.